It's been 1 year since the first COVID-19 cases were confirmed in Michigan. We asked you, how has your life changed in the past year?
Well, I'm alive, so that's definitely positive.
I'm still here. I'm still living. I'm very grateful to still be here.
COVID is like a really bad situation in a lot of ways, but I think it really taught a lot of us how to appreciate the little everyday things and be optimistic about everyday life.
Plus, it actually helps me, you know, get to understand myself as well as a person. You know, it helped me meditate and reflect on a lot of things too.
When we were in lockdown, seriously, at first it was strange. I enjoyed it because I had time with just me.
I feel like I've had more time than I've ever had, and I wouldn't say I like learned a new language or anything, but I've walked the city more than I've ever walked the city in my entire life.
You get bored. You start going, as they say, cabin fever. You be wanting to do something crazy like, I can't do this. I can't stay in the house.
My diet has changed because now I'm cooking. I mean, really cooking. I mean, cooking every day. We're cooking vegetables. Oh, we got to go get some more vegetables, right? So I think we're feeling better.
I mean, my work was extremely affected. I'm a hairstylist, so we were obviously shut down for a couple months, and my salon is really big on weddings, and weddings have completely changed this year, so that's definitely been a negative attribute.
Really, it slowed down a lot of my work because by me being a sound engineer, I don't travel as much as I used to.
Well, one thing that happened, I started a business in the pandemic. So, you know, that, I think it birthed a lot of businesses.
I feel like I appreciate like the relationships I have in my life a lot more because I was like so like go, go, go all the time and like focused on my career that I didn't really take a second to just, you know, hang out and live in the moment. And that's kind of what COVID like forced me to do. So appreciate it in that way.
You know, being at home all day, you know, and sitting there talking to your cousins and your aunties and all them, and, you know, your mommy and dad, it gets you closer to them than anything. And plus, you get to learn them a little bit better, you know.
I'm married, so it's like date night is different now. So, you know, coming up with different ways to be home, but still keep your loved one in mind, or keep your partner in mind, your husband or wife in mind. And
don't divorce your husband during the pandemic.
Hopefully this open up a lot of people's eyes. You know, like, don't take life for granted, because it ain't. You be here today and gone tomorrow. You know, I lost quite a few people from this pandemic, you know. Frat brothers, you know, sorority sisters and all that. Even church members, you know, so, yeah.
If I stop and think about the people that I lost. But you can't hold on to that because it's too much. You're overwhelmed. So many people, I just can't even believe it. But to just have somebody that's just up and vital and active, and then have them just disappear, that is a hard pill. That's a hard pill to swallow. And I don't know how long it can possibly take you to get past that.
That was Helen Hill, Makai Lowry, Alicia McKellar, Rashaw Thomas, Deborah Young, Emily Nichols, Penny Irvin, and Brianna Baldwin. They were recorded in Detroit and Grand Rapids by Beenish Ahmed and Dustin Dwyer. Rachel Ishikawa produced the piece. To hear more stories and to share your own, head to michiganradio.org.